and welcome to Wise Shepherds, the show that brings you closer to the heart of the flock. I'm your host, Teresa, and I'm honored to guide you on this journey of faith. Each week, we'll sit down with local pastors from our community who are dedicated to shepherding their congregations with wisdom and grace. They will share biblical insights, offer spiritual guidance, and help us reflect on our own hearts as we navigate the challenges of triumphs of our Christian walk. Whether you're a longtime believer or just beginning to explore your faith, our goal is to create a space for edification and encouragement. So grab your Bible, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and let's seek the Lord together. This is Wise Shepherds, and we're so glad you're here. And now, Pastor Daniel Degado, Assistant Pastor at Calvary Chapel Life in Huntington Beach.
Hey, K-Bright family. This is Pastor Daniel from Calvary Chapel Life in Huntington Beach again. I'm really glad to be here with you. And this month's devotion is on prayer. And it's something that's actually really close to me and close to my heart. And prayer is so important for everybody and every believer. And I really had to kind of think for a second and just, well, what really is prayer? What does it mean to pray? Sometimes we can approach prayer with a sense of like mysticism. There's almost something kind of supernatural that's happening there. And it's like this far away kind of mystical thing that's going on. And those things can absolutely be true. But I have done kids ministry over the course of pastoring for, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years. And something that I love so much about kids ministry is when you're taking messages, you're putting them in the simplest terms possible so that the kids can understand. And let me tell you, if you can put it in kids' terms and everybody can understand it, then you know that it is true and it is absolutely important. And that's a fundamental fact of the Bible. So when I teach kids ministry and I talk about prayer, I tell them this is what prayer is, and I have them repeat it after me. So you can repeat it after me if you'd like, but prayer is talking to God. That's it. It's that simple. Prayer is talking to God. Okay, so we know what prayer is, but why is prayer important? Well, two things happen in prayer. Number one, God births everything that he does that is great in prayer. And if you want some evidence for that, we can go to Acts chapter 2 after Jesus ascended to heaven and all the disciples, they were gathered together in the upper room in one place together, and they were praying and fasting and devoting themselves to the word. And what happened? The church was birthed. The church was birthed because of it. The Holy Spirit came down upon them. They started speaking in tongues and proclaiming the gospel in every language in Jerusalem there. And the Bible says there that that day 3,000 were added to the church. Okay, so number one, God does great things through prayer. He wants to commune with you and give you your callings for great things in prayer. And then number two, there's something that's a lot more personal that happens in prayer, and that is peace. Our heads, sometimes they get a little chaotic, right? We think, and we do, and we worry. But Paul, the apostle, gives us an answer for that in Philippians 4. He says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And that is Philippians 4, 6, and 7. So what is the personal thing that we receive from prayer, from God, is peace. We receive peace from God in prayer. Okay, so we know our two things. Great things are birthed in prayer. And personally, we receive peace in prayer. But what does prayer look like? You know, because you can go outside, you can pray before your meal, you can pray corporately in church, but what is your individual, your personal prayer time look like? And I like to use this acronym that I kind of came up with, And I call it quiet, because your prayer life in your own personal time should be quiet. Let's break this down. Quiet, Q, quiet. It should be still around you. Pick a place where you can go, a closet. Maybe you're up early in the morning before everybody else is awake and you're making coffee and staring out the window and the sun's rising, or you're finding a place where you can go and everything around you will be still. Because just like Elijah, God often talks to us in the still, small, quiet places. So your prayer time, your personal prayer time should be quiet. Now let's get to the you. What does the you mean? It means uninterrupted. So we have quiet, now we have uninterrupted. And what I mean by this is do not let anything distract you when you're praying. Turn your phone on do not disturb. Put it face down away from you. Put it in the other room if you need to, because the phones, I don't know what it is about the phones, but they're the biggest distraction for me personally. I don't know about you, but for me personally, when it comes to my prayer life, I put that phone down. I look away. I don't want anything to do with it because I want my time talking to God, my personal time with God, to be uninterrupted. Okay, so we're finding a quiet place. We're making sure that we're uninterrupted. But now, what is the I? It's individual, okay? Individual. This is your personal time with the Lord. We're not worried about anybody else. We're not worried about what's going on. You know, you can make a list of things that you want to pray for: yourself, your wife, your husband, your family, your friends, your job. But this time that you have, this one-on-one time with God, is exactly that. It is one-on-one time. Just you, just Him, no distractions, nobody coming in and out. Find that quiet, uninterrupted, individual time. Okay, now, what is the E in quiet? It's enrichment. Have a vision of what this prayer time is for. It's for your personal enrichment and edification, because God does something with you in your prayer. He molds you. He shapes you. He makes you more like Him. He gets you more in tune with His desires and His will for you. And then when you're spending this personal time with God, your desires and your will become more like His will and His desires for you. Okay. And then the last part of quiet is the T. Well, it's just simply, it's time. It takes intentional time with God when you're praying. So one thing that I like to do, or that I suggest people do when they're beginning their prayer life, or even if you're a seasoned prayer and you pray in the Spirit and all that stuff, I usually like to tell young believers to set a timer on their phone. Start with 5 minutes, and you set that timer, get it going, and you put your phone far away from you, and you sit there and you pray, even if you feel like you have nothing to pray for that 5 minutes, and do not move until that timer goes off, okay? What you will find is that eventually 5 minutes will not be long enough, and something will happen in your heart where you're like, man, I want to spend more time praying with the Lord. And then His voice becomes easier to hear and easier to understand. Okay, so let's review that real quick. Quiet. Quiet, uninterrupted, individual enrichment time with God. Okay, now you gotta make space in your life for prayer, because you're gonna get hit with emails early in the morning, phone calls if you got kids, I don't know. They're waking up early and they're trying to distract you. And you know, if you're single and you're thinking about getting married and you don't have a strong prayer life, it's not gonna get easier when you get married. So take the time to make space for prayer, and you will become more like Jesus every day. And last thing that I think about when I think about prayer is getting on your knees. Okay, maybe it's an unpopular opinion, all right? Because the flesh kind of wants to say, it's cool if I stand, or it's cool if I'm just walking, or whatever it might be. And yeah, it absolutely is okay to do those things. But spend some time on your knees when you pray. When I was in rehab all those years ago, they had us every morning spend 20 minutes on our knees praying, and then 20 minutes reading our Bibles right after breakfast. And it changed my life. At first, I did not want to do it. The flesh did not like it. But I got to be honest with you about myself. Before I went to rehab, my life was so messed up, and I had done so much drugs. I'm sorry to be real and transparent with you, but I had done so much drugs that I couldn't even have a conversation with people, and I found it embarrassing. And so I resigned in my heart to get on my knees every morning and every night, and I begged God to restore my mind. And I'll tell you that within about 30 days, he did. And now he healed my mind, and I'm so grateful for it. And that happened with me in prayer. Okay, you want to see God move in your life? You want to see God change your life? You want God to use you for great things? Well, it's birthed in prayer. Take that quiet, uninterrupted individual enrichment time with God and see your life change. God bless you, Cave Right family. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I'll catch you in the next one.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on Wise Shepherds. I hope that our message has provided you with a new perspective, some helpful guidance, and encouragement for your own spiritual journey. Remember, as we read in Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Join us again next time as we continue to seek biblical wisdom and grow in our faith together. Until then, may God bless you and keep you. I'm your host, Teresa, and this has been Wise Shepherds on Cave Right Radio.